to see you as the end and the beginning. You carry me and you go before. You are the journey and the journey's end. Amen. Amen. There is a story about an evangelical pastor who had a new youth minister, and he was trying to find something for the youth minister to do. And so, rather unadvisedly, he said, "You know what? I want you to get your youth group to read the Old Testament, and I want you to come back in 6 weeks' time and put on a play for the parish." And the youth minister, who is just out of graduate school, is fired up and he's ready to go. And he says, "Pastor, I'm going to do this." So he has two other jobs and he's, you know, trying to juggle all this. So what he did was give the Bible to the youth group. And they were to read the Old Testament and then come back to him in 4 weeks and do a play. And he misses a couple of meetings, and all of a sudden it's the day, and you know, the church is packed and everyone is ready to hear the story of salvation from the Old Testament. And the youth minister says to the pastor, "Well, yeah, here we are." And he goes, "Okay, let her go." And scantily clad girls and scantily clad young men start dancing and start cavorting and start rolling around in the aisles, and everyone is just like scandalized and shocked. And the board members with the pastor are going, "No, this is not what we do on Sunday morning." So, as any good boss, the senior pastor calls the youth director into his office the next Monday morning at like 8 o'clock. And he says, "Okay, what was that about?" "Well, it's basically Genesis, Leviticus, 1 and 2 Samuel. It's, they read the book." "No." He said, "Well, pastor, yes, have you read the book?" He was fired. We clean this up. But during this time, during this summer, when we hear the readings from Genesis, and we actually hear the readings from Matthew, we hear a story which is viscerally rooted in human experience. And most of the time, it's been cleaned up by Holy Mother Church so that you will not be offended by all of the stuff that goes on. Isaac and Rebecca. This is the first love story. He sees her, and the Hebrew scriptures are a little vague on this point, but he jumps off his camel. Just saying. When he sees her, he falls in love. Now, remember that romantic love, the whole idea of, you know, Valentine's and, you know, buying dinner and all this kind of stuff, has only been in existence for about 100 years from now. Back then, it was a scandal that Isaac loved Rebecca and jumped off his camel to run after her was something that good people did not do. You don't do that. but he loved her. And through that love came all of the people of the nation of Israel, came us. His issue, in a biblical sense, is us. We are the product of love and, dare I say, passion. When you see someone, you should come together. You don't wait. Back then, if your mother chose your wife and you were unhappy, well, make the best of it and go on. And I don't want them from the other side of the tracks. I don't want them from the bad neighborhood. I want them from the good people far, far away. And I want you to be happy. That Rebecca and Isaac found each other is a good thing. God created us male and male, female and female. God created us in his image and in his love. And I just want you to forget about St. Paul today, because that's just like a real buzzkill. Because I... Because we yearn for the love that God has for us. And our colic for today: hold fast to this thing which is permanent in our lives. Love God. Love your neighbor as yourself. God made the heavens and the earth, and he looked at it and he said it was
good.
Good. It was good. Not something to be denied, not something to be put aside in a drawer, you know, only taken out on special occasion. It's to be done every day. God saw that it was good. We are the people of goodness. We are the people that God has created. Faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is love. May we love one another with mutual affection. May we cling to one another as the way that God has created us to be. Because if we don't, we're lost. We're gone. We have no anchor. Because the way that God has created, if we deny the way that God has created us, where are we? What do we do? Do we rely on ourselves and our own human frailty and our own human lack of understanding? No. We rely on the one thing that is permanent in the universe. God created us out of love. Let us love God. Let us love our neighbors as ourselves. And let us cling fast to that, the way that Isaac and Rebecca in that camel